Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be with you for another week of the program. Let's begin with prayer. Today we'll pray the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, Amen. Through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and suffering of this day, for all of the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in thanksgiving for your favors, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, it's a bit chilly out here today, but fortunately, I've got the hottest personality in morning radio by my side, Mr. Dave Parker.
Well,
good morning,
Gary,
Brother Dave.
That. What an accolade. I mean, I thought you were looking at yourself in the, in the glass here, man. You're pretty hot yourself, man.
Well, thanks.
On-air personality,
it's cold.
National figure.
I appreciate that, big guy, but it's cold out there today.
Yes.
How'd you make out this weekend?
Pretty well. Being a snow person from Erie, used to it, but I love the beauty of the snow. I don't like this so much driving after it gets really warm, like most people, but it was beautiful. Very pristine.
Yes, but very frigid out there. Currently in Doylestown, where our studios are located, it's 8 degrees. 8 degrees. In Coatesville, it's 10 degrees. Wilmington, Delaware is 12 degrees. And in Fort Dix, New Jersey, the temperature is, believe it or not, Dave, 3 degrees.
3 degrees.
And I think you have some friends. You have some friends in Fort Dix.
I mean,
you wanted to give a shout out to.
I have some new friends over. Yesterday, being a retiree, I went over to shop at the McGuire Air Force Base Commissary. But the actual base is called Joint Base McGuire Dix Lakehurst in New Jersey. But I didn't go to Mass at my parish, but I wanted to go to Mass. And I remembered that at the chapel, there's a Catholic Mass. And I want to give a shout-out briefly to Chaplain Major Timothy Hurton, who celebrated Mass yesterday on the Epiphany of Our Lord. It was a beautiful Mass. And made some good friends after the Mass. And they were talking about they're sending some folks down for the March for Life. So it's out in the community, and everyone's gearing up for that. But I want to shout-out what a ministry and what chaplains all over in the U.S. and all over the world are doing for our troops, active, reserve, and guard.
Very important. Very important role.
Yeah. Thank you, Father Hurton.
Thank you, Father, and thank you, Dave, for that. And Dave, guess what?
What?
It's the bell. That means, no, it's not time for school. That means today is a feast day. Today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. And this marks the official end of the Christmas season. So the Christmas season is officially ended today, and we're going into ordinary time. So this is the official end of the Christmas season. For many in the world, Christmas ended on December 26th, but as Catholic Christians, we realize that the Christmas season goes on. We want to celebrate the birth of our Lord. It's too big to be confined to one day. So the official end is today. We've got a great program for you today. Tony Rossi, the voice of the Christophers. You hear him every day. He's going to be with us, and he's going to be sharing. Dave, I think you'll like this. He's going to be talking about a blog post that he recently wrote. The Catholic Church and the Jesuits owe MASH's William Christopher a debt of gratitude. He's going to be talking about the role, Father Mulcahy's role, and how he represented the Catholic priesthood so well. So Tony's going to be chatting about that.
I think that's awesome, Gare.
Yeah, it's good, because I know you're a MASH fan, so I think you'll enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Also, we have our Be Not Afraid Bible verse, we've got some music, and we have much more on the program, including, we'll talk about this when we come back from the break. We're going to talk about the fact that Dave and I, last week, were discussing museums, and it's, you know, you might not realize, but Dave and I, we're pretty cultured individuals, right?
Thanks, Gare.
So we really are. We were talking about, and I'm not going to tell you the museum that really launched this conversation, but it is a very unique museum that happens to reside in Pennsylvania. We'll talk about that. And then I'm going to take it a step further and talk about some interesting museums around the world. So, Dave, you know where I'm going with this.
We're going to
hold off until the break to talk in depth more about that.
I think our listeners will be kind of surprised at the type of museum. I think it's
they
awesome.
Will be surprised at how cultured we really are. Yeah. Dave, I think because they our average listener is listening to the program and saying, "Well, you know, Dave Parker, Gary Zimek, they're nice guys. I like them, but." Yeah. Museum types? I'm not really sure. Maybe you, Dave. Yeah, maybe they're going to think you're the type of guy who frequents museums. But
maybe they think we have couth.
Couth? I like that. is that contagious?
No. Oh, man. Only in a good way.
My brain is a little bit frozen today. By the way, this week I want to point out a couple of fun things that are going to be happening this week. Let me run down the list of guests so you know what's coming up tomorrow on the program. We have two guests. We don't ordinarily do this, but we have two guests. Judy Klein, who was with us before from Memorare Ministries, will be joining us. She's an author and a speaker, a great guest. Also, we have Jeannie Mancini, who is the president of the March for Life. She's making time to come on the show. This is a big deal, so we had to really squeeze her in. She's incredibly busy right now, and Jeannie's going to be talking about the March for Life on the show tomorrow. Wednesday on the program, Dr. Kevin Vost will be joining us, and I'm excited about this because he wrote a new book about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I've always been, this has always been something that has baffled me, understanding the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Every Pentecost, it rolls around, and I start thinking, I should really get these gifts a little bit more. And Kevin Vost has written an excellent book. I'm reading it now, and we're going to have him on the show to talk about these gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thursday, Lisa Hendy will be here from Southern California. Now, Friday, Dave, we're going on a road trip to the Marianne Pastry Shop in Doylestown. I've been trying to set this up for a long time. We are live from a bakery. I think this is really exciting. And the owners there, they're great people, and they invited us to do the show live from their bakery.
Mm-hmm. Well, having been in the military, I mean, oftentimes when a unit, and we're a small, you know, unit, we have a mission, mission from God in the Holy Spirit. I want to volunteer to be the advance party to go to the bakery, which means I will go set
good?
Up. I will be the taster, and I'll report back to you guys maybe on Thursday.
You're such a team player. But I'm really thrilled about this because from what I hear, they have some excellent pastries there. I saw I was on Facebook. I saw what they have on Facebook. Really, really good stuff. I haven't been there myself, but this will be the first time that I'm going to be there in person. We're going to be there broadcasting live from the Marianne Pastry Shop. Incidentally, that day on the program, Dr. Greg Popchak will be joining us by phone. He's going to be talking about something that I think you're really going to find this interesting. Is anxiety a sin? Specifically, is it a sin to worry? This is something that I have heard. Oftentimes, I speak a lot about anxiety, and this is something that many people are opinionated about. Yes, it is a sin. No, it's not a sin. Dr. Greg Popchak on Friday will set the record straight. So we've got a great week ahead for you on Spirit in the Morning. Why don't we do our gospel now? Our gospel is for the baptism, this great feast of the baptism of the Lord. The gospel comes from Matthew chapter 3. Verses 13 through 17. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Boy, what an endorsement. That is, that's a great gospel passage. And Dave, you know, when you look at this, you see the humility in Jesus to allow himself to be baptized by John the Baptist. Now, certainly our Lord was sinless. He didn't need to be baptized. And in fact, John's baptism was not a sacramental baptism. It wasn't the same as our baptism. It does not remove original sin. But Jesus, at this point, instituted the sacrament of baptism.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
But what humility he showed by allowing that to happen. Mm-hmm.
He modeled how we are to do that.
Yeah, and John was uncomfortable with it. And John the Baptist said, "Well, no, I should be the one being baptized by you." And Jesus said, "Allow it for now." And this is the same thing we see when St. Peter had a hard time with Jesus washing the feet of the apostles at the Last Supper. the humility of Jesus is very apparent here,
mm-hmm.
and it could be seen throughout the Gospels. The humility of Christ. He had a mission. He lowered himself to become man, mm-hmm. because that's what he had to do.
Exactly.
In an effort to draw us back to the Father, mm-hmm. Jesus became man, suffered a lot of difficulties, unpleasantness, and ultimately suffering on the cross because he loves us. And that's just something to think about today. A couple of things that I would say to think about today. When you go about your day, first of all, the Lord loved you. And again, we're wrapping up the Christmas season right now. But just think about the love that God had for you to send his son to become one of us. That's how he expressed that love. The other thing is when we were baptized, and you may not have been baptized, but I'm assuming most of our listening audience has been baptized. When you're baptized, you are obviously freed from your original sin, but you're also incorporated into the church. So mm-hmm. we become members of the church when we're baptized. But Dave, and oftentimes many people don't realize this, when we are members of the church, certainly there are great privileges, and one day we are promised the ability to live with the Lord forever, ever in heaven, provided we follow him and cooperate with the grace that he gives us. So that's a great blessing that we have. And there's many other blessings that come along the way. But we are also, we have the responsibility by virtue of our baptism to go out and to evangelize, to
yes.
share the good news.
Yes, we do.
And to be Jesus to others.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that oftentimes people don't think about, Dave.
Exactly, exactly. And I was going to say what I thought of here. I mean, for those folks who are cradle Catholics, I'm not, I'm a convert,
mm.
but who were baptized, were in the church from that point. But
right.
And then a lot of people have, over the years, maybe questioned, you know, their faith and everything else,
mm-hmm.
but you're still in the church.
Correct.
You know, we want you back.
Yeah, exactly.
We want you back. Those who are, and you know, if you are having questions, and you know, consult a priest, a spiritual mentor, or director.
Definitely, and that's one of the benefits of Catholic Radio. We get to reach out to people who may not still be going to Mass. I hear stories all the time about people who were touched by listening to Catholic Radio. So know that we're here for you. We are here to talk about Jesus. We are here to help you, to lift you up. And know that we're praying for you. We do that every day. We pray for you, and we invite you to pray for us, too, and to let us know if there's anything that we can do for you. Now, I talked, I wanted to mention more about this, but I went right into the weather forecast. I did the morning offering today. I try to switch up the prayers that we do in the morning. Essentially, what we do with the morning offering is we offer our day up to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing to keep in mind. To pray for those who are in need, to pray for our families, to pray for our friends, to pray for our coworkers. And that's one way that you fulfill your duties as a Catholic, to pray for others.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelization, it involves more than just speaking words about the faith to people around you. It involves praying for them, too.
Mm-hmm. Praying for them and basically putting into action what we promise we're going to do. And we have to take
right.
concrete steps.
That's right. And it's pretty incredible that the Lord allows us to do this, that he says, all right, Gary, Dave, all you other members of the church, I need you to help me. I mm-hmm. need you to help me to spread my kingdom. It's pretty good that he trusts us with that role.
Well, what power, Gary. Well, yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
But,
go, Gary.
Yeah, but for years, I didn't do anything. All I did was went to Mass, and I thought that that's all I was supposed to do. So what I'm trying to do is encourage you today to go out there and to do something, to share Jesus with others. And as you get to know him better, you're going to find that if you struggle with that, if you struggle evangelizing, if you're nervous about talking about Jesus to other people, as you get to know him better, you're going to have that desire. Why? Because he's so great. And when you get to know him on a personal level, as you become closer friends with Christ, you're going to want to share him with others. So I encourage you to do that, to stick with us. We're going to be here for you. We are going to continue to help you get to know Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about. We're here to get you and Jesus closer together. And as that happens, as you grow closer to him, you're going to find you want to share him with others, just as we do. That's why Dave and myself and Frank, who is here in the control room, we wake up early in the morning. Even
mm-hmm.
when it's in 4 degrees,
yeah.
10 degrees.
Single digits.
Single digits. That's the word I was looking
okay.
for. That's what you're here for, Dave Deltman. But we do that because we care about you and we care about getting the message of Jesus Christ out there. Now, I want you to stick with us because after we come back from the break, Dave Parker and I are going to talk museums. This is not something we typically do on Spirit in the Morning, but we are going to get cultured and speak about museums right now. Your wake-up time on Spirit in the Morning is 7:14. Grab some coffee, get comfortable, and we will be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 9th. Today we celebrate Saint Adrian of Canterbury. Today's saint turned down a papal request to become Archbishop of Canterbury, England. The Pope only accepted the rejection on the condition that Adrian serve as the Holy Father's assistant and advisor. Adrian agreed, but ended up spending most of his life and doing most of his work in Canterbury anyway. Born in Africa, Adrian was serving as an abbot in Italy when the new Archbishop of Canterbury appointed him abbot of the monastery of Saints Peter and Paul in Canterbury. Thanks to Adrian's leadership skills, that facility became one of the most important centers of learning in England. The school attracted many outstanding scholars from far and wide and produced numerous future bishops and archbishops. Students reportedly learned Greek and Latin and spoke Latin as well as their own native languages. Adrian taught at that school for 40 years. He died there, probably in the year 710, and was buried in the monastery. Several hundred years later, when reconstruction was being done, Adrian's body was discovered in an incorrupt state. As word spread, people flocked to his tomb, which became famous for his miracles. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy. Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like this. Worship Your holy name. Bless You, Lord.
And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
Worship your holy name, Jesus. 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman. I love that song. That really gets you started, doesn't it? And that's what we're all about here. We're here to help you and Jesus grow closer to one another. We're here to get your day started off in the right way. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm here in the studio of Holy Spirit Radio along with my sidekick, Dave Parker.
Good morning, everyone.
We are joined, Mr. Parker, by Frank Eliason.
Good morning.
Our Director of Operations. Now,
it's way too cold for
it
this.
It is. Well, we're going to warm things up here. Frank, Dave and I are very cultured individuals. Were you aware of that?
No, not really.
That's what I expected. But did you know that Dave and I were having a conversation about museums the other day in the studio?
Wow.
Yeah.
Museums.
We were talking. Right. Yeah. So yes. Dave told me about a museum in the greater Philadelphia area. It's in Ambler, Pennsylvania, actually. And this is the Three Stooges Museum.
Yes, it is.
Right? Now, Dave, you knew about this.
I knew about this, yes. And from some friends.
I see a road trip coming.
I know. Well, the bad news is it's actually called the Stoogeum, and it's located in Ambler. They're closed in February. So I think they're doing some remodeling.
Okay.
But they... Let me get cultured again here. So I see a road trip coming up to this the Stooge Museum.
Broadcast right? Live March 1st. What?
Now our listeners right now are saying, yeah, this figures. He's going to talk about museums. Now I get where this is going. Okay. But I went and looked up some, I was thinking about some unusual museums, and I came up with a list of some very unusual museums around the world. Mm-hmm. And I do this as a public service, Frank and Dave, to help.
Really? That's what the show's all
That's
about.
Right.
It's a public service.
Yeah, and folks, you can put these on your bucket lists.
Now listen to some of these guys and see what you think about these. In Beijing, China. The Tapwater Museum.
Wow.
Tapwater. Oh, this gets better. That's just the first one. In New Delhi, India, the International Museum of Toilets. Right. Now, imagine.
Seriously.
Imagine how much. Frank, you travel a lot. Imagine. That's worthy of booking your trip right now.
Exactly. You know, just to see the various toilets.
Definitely a must-see.
good segment, huh?
Wow.
Now, wait, this gets better. In Osaka, Japan, we have the Momofuku Ando Instant Ramen Museum.
Easy for you.
Now, now I'm going to try that again.
I'm glad you didn't mess that up.
That could give lunch every single day.
I'm going to try that again. Momofuku Ando is the inventor of the instant ramen noodle soups.
And wow. I love ramen noodle soup.
Me too.
This is great.
They have a museum dedicated to him. Now,
we just have to find the Fruit Loops Museum, and we'll have all the food groups covered.
This is amazing. These are actual museums. I'm not making these up.
Is it made of ramen noodles?
Wouldn't that be good?
You have to be careful. I mean, it's tough in the rain.
That's right. That's a good point. Kansas, La Crosse, Kansas, the Kansas Barbed Wire Museum. That sounds fascinating, doesn't it? Yeah. In the United States, in Massachusetts, the Museum of Bad Art. Sounds like a good one to go to. The Dog Collar Museum in England. The British Lawnmower Museum, also in England. I mean, this is amazing. These are actual museums. Now, here's one that really got my attention. I think all three of us can relate to this. But I just love the title of this one. This is in Baraboo, Wisconsin. The International Clown Hall of Fame and Research Center.
Wow.
Now we can relate to the Clown Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is something to strive for. We could end up there one day. But the research center? What exactly are they researching? The best...
There's a lot of fears of clowns. Maybe it's the fears
research
of clowns.
Research and then training, you know, the banana peel slippage.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
There are many things, Garrett.
So the International Clown Hall of Fame and Research Center. In Alaska, there is the Hammer Museum. It's all about hammers. Mm-hmm. In California, the International Banana Museum. I'm so excited about that one, I couldn't even say it. The National Museum of Dentistry. Now, here's one that, you know, I mean, this is an interesting one that I can't believe this one came about, but you would have to travel to Michigan to see this one.
Another road trip, maybe?
Well, listen to this. You know when you go to KFC and places like that, you get those little towelettes to clean your hands up afterward? Mm-hmm. In Michigan, they have the Moist Towelette Museum.
Well, in Philadelphia alone, we have the Mutter Museum. Have you been there?
Yeah, you know what's funny? No, I have not been.
Here's what's funny.
On this, the one list I'm looking at was state by state the most unusual museums. In Pennsylvania, it wasn't the Stooge Museum; it was the Mutter Museum.
It's a fascinating place.
Well, okay,
you'll see all kinds of things.
All right,
and that you'll always want to forget.
And that's local. I'm feeling this cultural change.
Yeah,
it's a new year.
Gary,
I'm going to start visiting.
You're edumacating.
That's
us.
Right, and I got a few more.
We're
here.
Growing. Look right before your eyes here.
Now, unfortunately, this next one. Well, it's in Minnesota, a little bit colder, but it's closed temporarily while its new home is being built. The Spam Museum.
We need a Scrapple Museum.
I know, right?
Wow.
Maybe we should work on that. Okay, just a couple more.
Thanks for doing this research.
Dave, how much time do we have left?
We have about 30 seconds, guys. Come on.
The National Museum of Roller Skating in Nebraska. The Vacuum Cleaner Museum in Oregon. The Kazoo Museum in South Carolina. In Texas, the National Museum of Funeral History.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like an uplifting one. And finally, in Wisconsin. Finally, yes, this segment is drawing to a close. The National Mustard Museum.
Oh. Well, in Wisconsin, it goes with the cheese, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
It's probably right next to the cheese museum.
Here we go, guys.
All right, so there you have it, a list of very unusual museums brought to you courtesy of us at Spirit in the Morning. When we come back, Tony Ross is going to be here from the Christophers. He's going to be talking about the role of Catholic priests on television. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The first court appearance is scheduled today for the man believed to be the Florida airport shooter. The Iraq War veteran is accused of fatally shooting 5 people and wounding 6 at a crowded baggage claim area where he allegedly had pulled his checked gun from his luggage. The initial hearing is likely to focus on ensuring that he has a lawyer and setting future dates. This is expected to be a crucial week for President-elect Donald Trump and his cabinet picks amid a slew of confirmation hearings in Trump's first news conference in nearly 3 months. His nominees are preparing to face public questioning over their business conflicts, their approach to Russia, and other issues. Trump has yet to lay out how he intends to disengage himself from his global business interests as well. And Pope Francis says homeless people are suffering from freezing cold and public indifference during Europe's frigid weather. In his Angelus address yesterday, the Holy Father announced the homeless during the tough winter months would be his urgent prayer intention for the month of January. It's a new way the Holy Father is handling his monthly prayer intentions. His previously announced general intention this month is for Christian unity. Also yesterday, celebrating the feast of the baptism of the Lord, the Holy Father baptized 28 babies in the Sistine Chapel, joking when they cried that, quote, the concert has begun. On Saturday, the Pope will baptize 8 infants born in quake-devastated central Italy. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers and Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers and Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers and Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Stephen Hines of Nashville, Tennessee, traveled to Missouri to search for the early writings of Little House on the Prairie author Laura Ingalls Wilder. He was on a personal journey as well. Having recently lost his job, he felt abandoned by God. Hines found answers in Wilder's wisdom. She wrote, "It is the simple things of life that make living worthwhile, the sweet fundamental things such as love and duty, work and rest." Hines said, "As I read those words, my worries and hurt over losing my job seemed inconsequential. God was with me, and together we would bring to others this message that so many people have forgotten." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this.
Jesus Take the Wheel. That's Carrie Underwood. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. What a great message that song reminds us of, the fact that we need to turn control of our lives over to Jesus. Once we do that, things run a lot smoother. I'm so glad to have our next guest on the program. He's a regular guest, and you hear him every day. Tony Rossi is the voice of the Christophers. You hear him every day with the Christopher Minutes. And we are privileged to be able to be joined by Tony right now. Tony's coming to us from New York City. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning from frigid New York, Gary.
How is it there today? Very cold?
It is, yeah. I think it's in the low single. It's the single digits. So, yeah. I'm sitting here in my bedroom with the radiator on, so I'm comfortable talking to you.
That's good. Likewise. Hey, Tony, great to have you on. You've got something that we want to talk about, a recent blog post that you wrote about about Father Mulcahy, the character on MASH. But I want to ask you before we go to that, your latest book, the Christophers publish these books 3 minutes a day. I love these books. I have the latest one. It's volume number 51. I can't believe there's so many volumes. Could you talk a little bit more about these 3 minutes a day books and where they can be obtained? Because I think they're perfect for our listeners.
Sure. I mean, you can go to Christophers.org and you'll find the link for the latest 3 minutes a day book. Really, it's a story. It's a book of daily stories and reflections, one for each day of the year. There's a story, then there's a Bible quote and a short prayer. And the idea behind it is really that everybody, no matter how busy our lives are, you got at least 3 minutes a day just to read something that's morally and spiritually edifying and inspirational, to kind of point you in the right direction, to get you thinking about God and how living out our faith applies in the real world. And, it's just a popular book. We're getting more orders than ever this year, so it's just really hitting home with a lot of people.
And it's great. It's just a great doable thing that we can, it's something we can all do every day to remember that. And this is, from the back cover of the book, this is the mission of the Christophers, to remind us that everyone has a God-given mission. One person can make a difference, and constructive action works miracles. That's something we all need to remember.
And I think one of the key things is that it's not just, living out our faith isn't just about going to church on Sunday.
Right.
It needs to be integrated into every aspect of our lives, and just the way we treat people and the way we act, the choices we make during the day and during the week, too.
And it doesn't have to be that complicated. It starts with, as you said, just by treating people in a kind way. And
sure.
I thank you for the work that you do. I thank you for the Christopher Minutes. They're a big part of the show, and it's a great message that you have. So thanks for all that you do. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're thrilled that we're part of your show, and it's a wonderful show. And I think bigger and better things, I know.
Yeah, thank you. So let's talk about this. The Catholic Church and the Jesuits owe MASH's William Christopher a debt of gratitude. I like this post, Tony. Talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, well, when William Christopher, who starred as Father Mulcahy in MASH, died December 31st, and when that happened, I've been a longtime fan of MASH, and I was afraid his death would kind of get lost in the shuffle. It was the end of the new year.
Yeah.
So many other celebrities have died. So I wanted just to take a look at his role on the show, and even from reading his obits, his personal life, just to start with that. I mean, he was married to the same woman for 59 years. They had two sons, one of whom was autistic.
Mm.
He devoted a lot of time to raising money for charities for developmentally disabled people. And based on what I read that a lot of his co-stars said upon his passing, that what you saw on screen was basically what you got with William Christopher. He basically embodied the qualities that we saw in Father Mulcahy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just think that was such an important role, because here you had a positive portrayal of a Catholic priest every week on television, which, if you think about nowadays, that is not that common. So,
correct.
I think just in that sense, we owe the writers, the creators, and especially William Christopher a debt of gratitude, because he did a really outstanding job, and I think he was really a role model for priests then, and he still can be today because of the way that character was portrayed.
And I think what's interesting, Tony, is that he wasn't, you didn't see a lot of theological depth with the character, but what you saw is a priest doing what a priest should do, just being kind to people and just being a positive influence on those around him. And if you could just, could you highlight a couple of the little examples that you touch on in this article?
Yeah, sure. I mean, first of all, one of the things that I think is important in any priest's life is Priests have a very important job. They're trying to save souls. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the one thing I don't think they should do is they shouldn't take themselves too seriously. They have to show a sense of humility and a sense of humor. And I think the Father Mulcahy character was wonderful in doing that. In one episode, Radar, the company clerk, asked him to give a blessing over the phone to his mother in Iowa, and actually, it's not, the blessing isn't for his mother, it's for the family cow who's about to give birth. And Radar asked if the priest can do the blessing in Methodist, and Father Mulcahy, he kind of humbly and humorously responds, "I'm a piano player, Radar, I'll transpose." So that shows that the real humanity of what he's doing, because he's living in a diverse community of not everybody's Catholic, so how do you relate to all these different people? And yet all the characters in the 4077 liked and respected him. When I was on last month, we talked about that Christmas episode where everybody gathers to sing Dona Nobis Pacem for him. And it was just a real sign of the respect they have for him. But he could also be the priest who gave down-to-earth spiritual guidance. He talked about praying for people. And in the final episode of MASH, which was watched by over 100 million people, there was a piece of dialogue between Colonel Potter and him, and Colonel Potter tells him, "Francis, you've been a godsend," and the priest responds, "When they tell us to serve our time in purgatory, we can say no thanks, I've done mine." And this, again, the idea of purgatory, so there are little bits of theology that are injected into the show. Even if it's not in a hard-hitting way, it's there. And also in the final episode, Father Mulcahy dealt with the loss of his hearing, and he was having a spiritual crisis, asking God, "I've served you so well, why is this happening to me?" And yet he kind of comes to decide he might work with others who have hearing impairments. So there's a lot of seriousness along with the comedy too, and it's all got a spiritual grounding.
Definitely. Now, Tony, there's a priest character on the new Kevin James show as well. Have you seen that? Have you seen him?
I have.
What do you think?
It is really good. First of all, even in the pilot, Kevin James, the family referred to going to Mass. They've referred to that a few times. So they're a Catholic family.
Yeah.
There's a cross hanging in the kitchen.
I noticed that,
You see it in every episode. And they had a priest, and the first time I saw him was when the Kevin James character goes to confession to ask about a lie he told. He thought for a greater good, and he wants to know what he should do. And the priest is, it's comedic, but yet the priest tells him he has to rectify the lie. He's got to tell the truth about it. And, this was a respectful, positive portrayal of a Catholic priest on TV. And it's done by Kevin James, who it has come out, I think in the last few years, he kind of had a reversion to his Catholic faith. Right. And he's kind of injecting that into his TV show. And again, it's not an overt way. It's done with humor and lightness. But I think sometimes that's all we need. We just need to see on television that these kind of things are normal people believe in God, they go to church, and just that alone, I think, can have an unconscious influence on those of us who are viewers.
I think it does, and it's important to let people know that, we're normal, we can laugh, we can joke around, it's okay, we don't have to be serious all the time just because we're Catholic. Sometimes sometimes that's how people think we are. Oh, you're Catholic, you can't have any fun. We have lots of fun, and it's on this show we have lots of fun.
Yes,
we were
do.
Just talking about the Three Stooges Museum, so in the previous segment. You missed it, Tony. But it's okay. It's okay to portray. It's good to see these characters who are priests, who are Catholic, and appear to be normal, fun-loving people.
Yeah, I think that's a key thing. It's not that these priests aren't these distant characters who are unrelatable. They are human beings just like us. They have, they have their flaws and everything, but they have their human qualities, and they want to laugh. And frankly, laughter, I would think, is a gift from God, because there's so much tragedy in the world. If we didn't have the gift of laughter, I think we'd all just lay down and die. So this is the gift of comedy, I think, is a divine gift. And people who bring that out in us, and especially in a good way, I think that's to be applauded. And that alone is a spiritual gift we don't automatically think of.
It certainly is. And I want to applaud you, Tony, for bringing our attention to some of these great characters and these great shows, because we hear a lot about the negativity. There's nothing but garbage on TV, and there is a lot of garbage, but it's good that we point out when somebody's doing a good job. So I thank you. I thank you for doing such an excellent job doing that.
Well, thank you for having me on, Gary, to talk about that. And, I think there's a lot more good stuff on TV people may not be aware of. There's lots of, family-oriented stuff, but like you said, it doesn't always get the attention. So thank you for for putting me on and letting me talk about it.
And thank you for reminding us that we all have a mission and we all can spread the good news. And we're going to definitely have you back on again. I'm so grateful that you're a part of this show. Tony, remind us where we can follow you online.
You can go to christopher.org, and you can find links to our Christopher News Notes, to buy the 3 Minutes a Day book, Christopher Minutes. You can even listen to online, and our blog, too, where you can find all these articles we're talking about.
Wonderful. Listen, stay warm, brother, okay?
Thanks a lot, Gary.
And we're going to have that link at spiritinthemorning.com. So thank you again, Tony. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time.
All righty. Thanks. God
all
bless
right,
you, too.
All right. See you. Tony Bye-bye. Rossi from the Christophers. I always enjoy having him on the program. He definitely will be back with us, and you can hear him every day on the Christopher Minute. He is the communication director for the Christophers, and he is the voice of that organization. When we come back, are you feeling a little afraid? Well, be not afraid. Why? Because the Be Not Afraid Bible verse is coming right up. Right now, the current temperature in Philadelphia, 15 degrees. Stay warm. We'll be back.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
The God I Know. Great song, isn't it? The God I Know. And we want you to know the God we know. Sometimes we feel that God is so distant. God is your friend. He is with you. And through Jesus, you can get to know your Heavenly Father. If you've been baptized, you have the Holy Spirit in you. Don't forget that today as you go throughout the day. He is with you. He loves you. He wants to be your friend. turn to him and tell him you love him or you want to get to know him better. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Let me run down the current forecast for the Philadelphia area. Today, partly sunny with a high near 26. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 19. Now, Tuesday, it warms up a little bit with a high near 38. Boy, when you're in single digits or the low double digits, 38 sounds pretty good. So and the rest of the week looks even warmer. So it's going to be a bit of a heat wave hitting the Delaware Valley in the days to come. Okay, so it is now time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. The reason I do these is because I know so many times you could be overcome with anxiety about the things that are happening in your life. Whatever's going on right now, you might be dealing with medical issues, you might be dealing with problems at work, you might have family issues, whatever it may be. It's easy sometimes to forget that the Lord is right with you and He wants to help you. So, we want to help you remember with the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse comes from Micah 7:7. Back to the Old Testament. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. This is a very short verse, just one sentence. But there are some powerful messages packed in there. Let's unpack this for a minute. I will look to the Lord. Okay, so you have problems. You've got a choice. You can either worry about them or you can do what you can and turn to the Lord, right? That's an option. You could worry or you could try to do something. Now, you might not be able to do anything about your problems. That's possible. But you can do what you can and turn to the Lord and say, Lord, help me, right? That's something to keep in mind. Now, that's the first part of this. I will look to the Lord. I will wait for God, my Savior. Sometimes we don't want to wait. We want things when we want them. But yet, the real peace in life comes from waiting on the Lord, from saying, here's what I need, Lord. Here's what I think I need. But I'm going to accept whatever you give me when the time is right. And when you start doing that, I'm not saying that's easy to do because that could be really tough to do sometimes. When you start doing that, when you learn to wait for the Lord, to trust that His timing is perfect, because it is, if you start doing that more, you're going to feel more peace. And you need to remember that He loves you. And when somebody loves you, they're not going to let anything happen to you that's bad for you. You might have to suffer. You might have to go through some unpleasant circumstances. That's absolutely true. But if the Lord loves you, and He does, nothing that happens to you can affect your salvation. That's what He's trying to do. He's trying to get you to heaven. So when He allows suffering, sickness, job loss, relationship problems, whatever it may be, to happen in your life, somehow that's designed to help you to get to heaven. Now keep that in mind the next time you're faced with something. So we have, I will look to the Lord, I will wait for God, my Savior, and my God will hear me. That's another important thing. Did you ever feel that God doesn't hear you? You think, I'm praying, but nothing's happening. Well, a lot of times we say that because we're not willing to wait for Him. We're not willing to be patient. And also, we're not willing to accept the answer of no. No's a valid answer. I remember wanting certain things when I was growing up. And I would ask my parents, can I have this? Can I have that? Well, these were generally things that weren't good for me. Was I happy about it when they said no? No, I wasn't. But now that I've grown up and I have my own kids, I realize that sometimes as a loving father, as a loving mother, you have to say no. And that's what our Heavenly Father does. Sometimes He does say no. Sometimes He says, wait. Sometimes He says, yes. The point is, turn to Him and ask, especially if you're feeling anxious today. If you feel like you can't stop worrying about your problems, ask the Lord to help you stop worrying, and then ask Him for what you need. And then remember, He's the God of the universe. He can do all things. He is all-powerful. He can turn anything around in your life. He really can do that. And the more you get to know Him, that's why I like that song, The God I Know, the more you get to know the God that I, Gary Zimek, know, the more peaceful you are going to be. And keep in mind, this is coming from someone who has always struggled with anxiety. I worry a lot less now than I did in the past because I've made an effort to finally get to know the Lord on a personal level. And that's something that you can do. We need to get that message out there more, that Jesus Christ is a real person. He wants to be a part of your life. Now, if you're able to do this after the program today, I'm going to head to Daily Mass like I do each day. I would recommend maybe you can go to Daily Mass if you can't do it today. Maybe someday this week. Maybe Saturday will work for you in addition to your Sunday Mass obligation. Maybe one. Start with one extra Mass where you can encounter Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He's really there. He's waiting for you. You can receive Him rather than just worry about your problems. Go visit the Lord. Maybe you can visit an adoration chapel. Spend time with Him in Eucharistic adoration. Maybe there's a church nearby that's open. You can pray in front of Him. Certainly you can pray to the Lord wherever you are, but you can do it in His real presence. That's an amazing thing. There's nothing like being with the Lord in person. And as you start to do that more, you'll begin to feel more peace in your life. Take it from me. I'm someone who struggled with it. I get it. I know what it's like to worry. I worry very infrequently now. And it's nothing that I did. The only thing I did was I turned to Jesus and got to know Him better. So give that a try, and you'll start to feel a lot more peace in your life. Now again, that Be Not Afraid Bible verse from Micah 7:7, we will have linked at spiritinthemorning.com. We will also list all the songs that we did. We'll have a link to Tony Rossi's information, including the article that he spoke about on the program today. Let's close with our closing prayer for this, the feast of the baptism of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty eternal God, when the Spirit descended upon Jesus at His baptism in the Jordan, You revealed Him as Your own beloved Son. Keep us, Your children, born of water and the Spirit, faithful to our calling. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. Dave Parker, thanks for riding shotgun with
All
me
right,
today,
Gary,
brother.
It's a privilege and an honor.
It's nice and warm in here. We'll try to stay warm before we venture out into the cold on the way home. But tomorrow on the show, remember, we've got two guests. It's a special day. Tomorrow we have Judy Klein joining us from MemorareMinistries.com. Judy was on before with us. She's going to talk about the Blessed Mother a little bit. And then later on in the program, the president of the March for Life, Jeannie Mancini, will be joining us to talk about the March for Life that's taking place on January the 27th. You don't want to miss that. Any questions about the program, send me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org, or comments as well, suggestions, whatever you may have. It's good to know that you're out there listening. I keep meeting more and more people who are listeners to the program. We're blessed to be here on the show. We want to be here for a long time to come. Thank you. Please keep us in your prayers. Please let your friends know that we're here. And please let us know what we can do for you. Again, gary@holyspiritradio.org. If you want to get in touch with me, if you want to find more about unusual museums or whatever it is you need, let me know whatever I can do for you. I'll be happy to hear from you. And I do respond to my email, so if you have something specific, just let me know. Just give me a little time. Sometimes it takes me a day or two, but I do respond. I would also like to speak at your parish. I'm currently booking dates for 2017, so if you want me to speak, give a little talk about overcoming anxiety, talk about Jesus, talk about the Blessed Mother, whatever it is, visit my website, followingthetruth.com. You can find out information about the talks that I give, and send me an email, and I would love to come out and visit you. I hear my music. That means it's time for me to head out into the cold. Thank you again for tuning in. On behalf of Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, and the whole gang at Spirit in the Morning, have a wonderful day. God bless you.